The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow will look like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art. Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
It's time to strap into the logbook.com's escape pod, a daily dose of the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unabashedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and for the next few minutes, let's see what tomorrow looked like yesterday. Last call for the moon. On this day in 1968, the last Surveyor unmanned lunar lander touched down on the moon, landing closer to its planned landing point than any of the previous Surveyor robots. In 1978, it was a first in orbit, the first time three vehicles were docked together. Soyuz 27 lifted off to visit space station Salyut 6 for a week, temporarily expanding the station's crew to four cosmonauts. In 2008, astronomers gave 1 in 75 odds that an asteroid would slam into the planet Mars near the landing site of the Opportunity Mars rover. Discovered in late 2007, the asteroid was watched closely and estimates of its orbit were refined, and it never did collide with Mars. In 2013, using an infrared telescope mounted on a modified Boeing 747, NASA astronomers captured an image of the supermassive black hole at the heart of the Milky Way galaxy, allowing them to estimate its mass as over 4 million times that of Earth's sun. Nobel Prize-winning astronomer Robert Woodrow Wilson, co-discoverer of cosmic background radiation, was born on this day in 1936. On this day in 1927, the futuristic science fiction film Metropolis made its premiere. The crew of the Enterprise tried to stop a conflict between two warring parties who saw everything in black and white.
Raided our homes, tore us from our families, herded us together like cattle, and then sold us as slaves.
They were savages, Captain. We took them into our hearts, our homes. We educated them.
Yes, just education enough to serve the master race.
You were the product of our love. You repaid us with murder.
Why should a slave show mercy to the enslaver?
Slaves? That was changed thousands of years ago. You were freed.
Freed? Were we free to be men? Free to be husbands and fathers? Free to live our lives in equality and dignity?
Yes, you were free if you knew how to use your freedom. You were free enough to slaughter and to burn all the things that had been built.
I tried to break the chains of 100 million people. My only crime is that I failed. To that, I do plead guilty.
There is an order in things. He asks for utopia in a day. Can't be done.
The Star Trek episode Let That Be Your Last Battlefield premiered on this day in 1969. In 1977, an ancient stone circle became the focus of sinister powers.
Where did you get this?
My son found it in a junk shop.
Your name, young man?
Matthew. Matthew Brake, sir.
What made you buy it?
I just knew I wanted it. It was about a year ago, before I knew I was coming here. Now I think it looks like the country around this village. There's the hill, and that would be the start of the avenue.
Yes, there is a resemblance. What do you suppose it represents?
Some ancient ceremony, perhaps? Dad says Milby could have looked like that in the old days.
It's very raw, powerful. Well, there's an inscription. Quod non...
Quod non est, simulo, dissimulaque, quod est. I deny the existence of that which exists.
Excellent. I deny the existence of that which exists. Remarkably futile statement, don't you think? Like refusing to believe what one knows to be true.
Future Blake 7 star Gareth Thomas starred in the first episode of the series Children of the Stones. And in 1994, it was a moral dilemma for Commander Riker.
Judge Advocate General's report, stardate 36764, subject inquiry into mutiny aboard USS Pegasus.
Mutiny? On a Federation starship? That's shocking. It's unthinkable.
And yet you've never mentioned it.
No, sir.
No, it wasn't easy to get this report. I had to pull in quite a few favors at Starfleet just to get a look at it. It seems that it was classified by Starfleet intelligence. Now, I've read the official report of the inquiry on that mutiny, but I want to know your version of what happened.
There was an explosion in engineering. Heavy casualties. In the midst of this crisis, the first officer, the chief of engineering, and most of the bridge crew mutinied against Captain Pressman.
Why?
They thought he was jeopardizing the ship.
And you?
I was 7 months out of the academy, my head still ringing with words like duty and honor. When they turned on him, I thought they were a bunch of self-serving, disloyal officers, so I grabbed a phaser and I defended my captain.
In the Star Trek The Next Generation episode, The Pegasus, guest starring future Lost star, Terry O'Quinn. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Our latest book, Warp 1, is available now. Thelogbook.com's extensive guide to the universe of Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek, including the original series, animated series, the movies, The Next Generation, Roddenberry's one-off TV projects, and much more. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in the Logbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.